Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansuji just making a video about Hi Stinky. Well, let's go. Hope you guys are well and doing awesome. Yeah, I just woke up and I started watching this stuff and started seeing people that are dirty ass motherfuckers. That is so fucking disgusting. May it be male or female, stupid people do stupid shit. And me, I hate on anybody that's stupid. I don't give a fuck if you are a fucking a man, a woman, if you're a nigger, if you're white or what. Yes, if you're stupid, you're fucking stupid and you're my enemy. Just saying. Yes, friends, here's this from Reddit. Yeah, this is a guy that is a dirty-ass motherfucker, and he's married. Yeah, I'm not married, and I'm actually a clean fucking person. Gee. Yeah, someone that's sexually hygienic and clean is single, and a guy that's a dirty-ass motherfucker has a woman. Ooh, make sense of that shit. Well, anyways, because the world is fucking stupid and weird, let's read this shit, right? Anyways, let's continue.
My husband, bad hygiene is ruining my connection.
Yes, lady, you married this guy and he turned out to be a fucking disgusting ass pig. Enjoy.
My husband has become gross and it affects my sex drive.
Yes, if his dick is full of fucking dick cheese, would you want to eat that? I know I wouldn't. Well, I'm not a gay or married, so enjoy.
I rarely see him brush his teeth.
Does he have teeth or are they fucking rotted away? Who knows?
It's like he knows his breath is bad, but doesn't care because he won't kiss me.
Yeah, do you want him to kiss you with that acid breath? It'd probably fucking melt your face off. Just saying.
He picks his nose.
I pick my nose too, but I at least put him on a fucking napkin or something, but whatever.
And flicks them, even caught him eating it before.
Yummy. Probably tastes better than your fucking cooking, right? Anyways, let's continue.
He'll poop and never wash his hands.
Ooh, that's fucking disgusting.
Unless I tell him to go wash.
Oh, fuck. So this guy's like a little fucking kid. You have to tell him, hey, fucking wash your hands. It probably is all full of fucking shit stains and fucking dingleberries. What do you call dingleberries hanging from your hands? Whatever, but anyways, let's continue.
He'll go a month without washing his jeans.
Well, gee, lady, you're his wife. You're supposed to wash his clothes. So if he has dirty ass clothes, that's your job. So why the fuck aren't you doing your job? But I guess the world may never know, you lazy bitch. But anyways.
And ha! Went so long, my couch smells like ass!
But you married this guy, so enjoy.
He always wants sex, but I can't get the gross stuff out of my head.
Yes, you don't want to do your womanly duties because the guy's a dirty-ass fucking asshole. Well, yeah, this guy is fucking a dirty piece of shit. Maybe you should tell his dad. Yeah, maybe daddy should tell this guy to stop being a dirty-ass motherfucker. Or maybe he learned this from daddy. Yeah, does he come from a full-functioning home, or is it a broken home like everyone else? Who knows? Let's continue.
I love him, but I shouldn't have to tell a grown man to do these things.
You're right. This guy should know how to be fucking clean. It's not fucking hard. His parents should have showed him how to fucking wipe his own motherfucking ass. But apparently some things don't fucking stick. Like shit does, huh? Anyways.
When we first started dating, he'd shower and wear cologne.
I do that myself because I work with the public and I don't like to be a dirty fucks, but that's just me.
Like, what the fuck happened?
Some people are just fucking lazy. They do the bare minimum and now that they have you, they do nothing. Gee, that's what usually women do. They get fat and disgusting. But I got this guy got disgusting himself. Enjoy.
I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Maybe you should. This guy's a dirty-ass bastard. If you want your husband back, you should say something. Don't they say that silence is violence or something? Well, anyways.
But I miss being intimate.
Yes, I do miss intimacy, but I don't have a chick because women are insane, but obviously if you're stupid enough to be with this fucking dirty fuck, but I guess you like dick cheese. Anyways,
I just want a clean, smelly man who uses tissues for his nose and take pride in himself. Why is that so hard?
It's not that hard. It's easy. It's just a guy is fucking lazy. And I guess the only hard thing you want is a dick inside your pussy. Well, lady, that's what happens when you marry fucking dumbasses. Yes, typically women are the dumbasses, but not men. Well, us men, we're stupid in our own rights, but this guy's just a dirty fuck. Well, don't worry, I got some more dirty people. We've seen a dirty fucking dude, now let's watch a dirty bitch, right? Well, let's see that. Yes, friends, here's another one from Reddit. Yeah, this one's about a chick that has a stinky pussy. It wasn't as bad as a stinky husband, but... Oh, yes, women are silly. So let's continue with this bullshit, right? It says,
I'm so embarrassed!
Really? Do tell.
First time on here, cause I have to get this off my chest.
How big are those titties? Are they big monster milkers or are they itty bitty titties? I don't know. I wish I could see, but let's continue.
And I have no one to talk to about.
Oh, so I guess you have no friends? That's weird. Women have a bunch of people around them, but anyways, let's continue.
So I lost my virginity about 3 days ago. Yay!
Yeah, were you a good fuck? Apparently not if you're complaining about this shit, but let's continue.
It was our first date! Second time seeing each other!
Gee, I guess you fuck anybody fucking that fucking soon, huh? Maybe that's why your pussy smells, because you have the semen of dude's past, right? Anyways.
And then we did it in the car!
Ooh, so all that smells got trapped inside the car. Yes, you could smell the low tide at the wharf, right? Anyways, let's continue.
I know, that's kinda gross!
Gee, I think what's gross is the fucking stench that's emanating from your nether regions, but whatever, right? Anyways.
But oh well, it happened anyways! Right after everything was good!
Yeah, was it good? Really? Well, hopefully fucking the sex was good, but who knows, right?
He was saying, I smell good and kept sniffing his fingers.
Yeah, but I guess the after smell is like, goddamn, right? Anyways.
Which was an ego boost for me, because I used to always be self-conscious about how a coochie should really smell.
Oh yes, it's maybe because of diet you eat. If you eat garbage, then I guess fucking there's gonna be a garbage smell emanating from your carcass. Yeah, maybe you should eat all wholesome foods and you won't smell like fucking rotting death. That's just an idea, but let's continue.
Anyways, that day happened.
Sorry, lady. Better luck next time. Anyways.
The next day he texts me, he could still smell me somewhere, which sounded good to me at least.
Yeah, I guess in the beginning you would think that's a good ego boost, but what else happened, huh? Well, let's find out.
But then he stopped texting me after that day. Then the next day he told me that he doesn't know what the fuck I have going on and that I stunk up his seeds.
Oh, fuck that shit. If you make my cam, you can't fucking smell like fucking your rotting fucking pussy. Oh, I'm gonna have a fucking meltdown. You just fucking sold my waifu. Fuck you, you dirty ass fucking cunt. Your fucking pussy juices are fucking acidic. What the fuck? Now they burned the fucking seat through my fucking hole through my seat, man. Fuck, now my dick is rotting off. It's like, what the fuck's wrong with you, bitch? But anyways, let's continue.
I literally died and came back to life. I've never been so embarrassed.
Well, get used to it, bitch, because you're stupid.
But it doesn't make sense to me why it would stink still 2 days later.
here? It's because you eat fucking death. You eat some really disgusting fucking shit, so that thing's penetrated into your fucking core. Yeah, your fucking pussy fucking juices is all that death and disease. Be a fucking cleaner person, and maybe you wouldn't fucking be emanating these fucking stenchy fucking smells, but whatever, right?
And why I didn't smell anything during or after when we chilled in his car?
Or maybe the dude got buyer's remorse and is using that as an excuse to get rid of you. Yeah, people do shit like that because people get tired of fucking insanity. Yeah, and you're probably crazy as fuck. Yeah, crazy in bed, crazy in the head, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Either way, it was embarrassing, and now he has me blocked!
Yes, I would have blocked you too. I blocked few fucking women for doing some stupid ass fucking shit, but because women can do nothing wrong, they think it's men's fault. But fuck you, right? Anyways,
how can I avoid this from happening ever again?
Well, maybe change your diet. Fucking take a shower. Oh yeah, so maybe you should change your personality. Maybe it's your personality that was fucking rotten, not your pussy. Yeah, there's a lot of things that women could be doing, but no, women rather be doing stupid shit. Yeah, the guy in the first fucking Reddit bullshit, he's a dirty ass pig, but I think it's because he doesn't give a shit and he thinks because he has a cow, he doesn't have to fucking, you know, keep on doing what he needs to do to maintain it, but it is what it is. Yes, friends, don't be a fucking dirty ass fucking person, because then you'd be dealing with shit like this. Yeah, friends, people are just fucking disgusting ass creatures, and they think because fucking they could do whatever the hell they want, that you have to put up with it. But no, people have fucking feelings, but nobody gives a shit because people are selfish. Am I right? Or am I wrong? Who knows? It doesn't matter. Just do what you need to do to fucking survive this madness. Because everybody are fucking stupid. And here in the land of the retard, the one with half a brain cell is king. So make your brain grow. Don't be fucking stupid like these jerk-offs. Well, anyways, friends, you take care of yourself and be awesome because I got my shit to do and do my awesomeness. And I'll see you on the other side. Goodbye.
In a country of more than 320 million people, you'd think that it wouldn't be that hard to find at least one person to fall in love with, right? Well, not really. There may be lots of people in the US, but many of them don't fit the personal criteria that we look for in a mate. For example, let's say that you're only interested in women. That immediately cuts the number of potential mates in the US in half, from 320 million down to 160 million. Now let's also assume that you're only interested in women that have a sense of humor. The number then drops from 160 million all the way down to zero.